Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month. A savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
If you're nervous, that's you being selfish.
Hmm. Wow.
I never thought about it like that. And we are back on.
Once again.
Simply that quick.
Sir.
This is another episode of the Measurable / Den of Thinking Men. And we are powered by Revolt. Well, actually, we're powered by God.
Yeah.
But we are manifested by Revolt.
Appreciate you, brother love.
Shot by Cali Vision.
Indeed.
Because we got, I had visions. That we would be here in Technicolor, because through the DMs, it was said that they needed to see the brothers.
Listen, finally, CeCe Peniston.
It has happened to me.
Once again.
Right in front of my face.
How about that?
And I just cannot fight it.
Spring 91.
We are here, so let's just jump right into it, bro. I mean, it's always so much to talk about. So much.
Always.
Normally, you know, people are seeing this. I mean, when they're not seeing it, they're hearing it, the audio.
Yeah.
But now they're seeing us. We were fortunate enough to have a Revolt dinner. A
couple weeks ago.
And at that dinner, there were plenty of things that were touched on. But the resounding situation was, you all have been all audio for the most part, except for the first episode with Jim Moore.
Yep.
They were like, we need to see you, brothers.
See you, cats.
We need to see y'all.
Yeah.
And this is male and female.
The Masked Singer. Unmasked and shit. Real talk.
So the call was so serious that we had to, like, you know, come back and just be visual. So from this point forward, with God's grace upon us, hopefully we will be all visual from this point.
That is the goal.
From this point.
That's right. That's right.
Usually I start with the topics, brother, but I want you to jump in today, brother.
Well, listen, man, you know, you always lead the way, but there's clearly been some serious things going on in the news.
Yeah.
I think the most pressing issue or story is what happened to the young brother, Twitch.
Yeah.
The dancer.
Yeah.
Ellen's show, and had done his own thing with his wife, Talented Cat.
Yeah.
Just deep, you know, the outpouring of love he's gotten has been interesting and amazing, really.
It's fantastic.
It's fantastic. I didn't know much about him. I remember seeing him on the show.
Right.
But it opens up a conversation about mental health.
Yes.
I think we have to address. Obviously, I always say there's a distinction between mental illness and mental health. Mental illness is, bipolar disorder, schizophrenia. That's a whole different beast.
Right.
That medication is required to get people through that.
Right.
Like I said, I've had homies that have dealt with that. It's ugly. Mental health is something that kind of hides, and we don't see it as much until
hides in the shadows.
It rears its ugly head. Something can trigger it. So clearly, this brother was dealing with something we didn't know about.
Right.
I'm always kind of on the tough side of the issue, because I understand the value of life, you know.
Yes.
If you grew up where we grew up, how we grew up, and when we grew up, you recognize that we've seen a lot of young brothers fall in the streets in a way that they didn't deserve.
Yeah, tragedy. Not admirable at all.
Didn't even get to the point where they could even achieve some semblance of success. So when brothers take their lives, it's like, man, I wish you could have talked to somebody about it.
Yeah. The thing that's always interesting to me is what caused it.
Sure.
Was it a money situation? Did he lose all his money? Did his wife, you know, say she's going to leave? I mean, it's not up for me to speculate. It's not up for either one of us to speculate because, you know, that brother had a legacy, but he was in front of his Christmas tree with his wife. Like, they were doing a routine.
TikTok dance. Looked like it couldn't be happier.
I just always think of it from the opposite side of, you know, the children.
Yeah.
And his wife.
Yeah.
If they have to live with that, and that will be something that will rear its head because we all live 365, 7 days, 12 months.
Sure.
Like, around this time, it'll always be something that reminds them, which is, it's more than anything, it's extremely unfortunate.
Yeah, man.
Extremely unfortunate.
Yeah.
So, upward and forward, hopefully, you know, people who are struggling with, you know, mental situations, they hear voices, whatever the situation, it's just like, it's nothing wrong with like seeking help.
Listen,
going to talk to somebody.
Let me tell you something. I speak the truth about, you know, my struggles in some part of my life and how therapy really kind of got me through. And I wouldn't be here if it wasn't for a woman helping me kind of rear me in the right direction.
Right.
But therapy's work. It's like exercise. You know, I always joke that it's like going to the gym.
Right.
You can do a quick diet, right? But the gym, the results speak a lot louder.
Yeah,
it's
man.
A different look when you put the work in.
Hey, brother.
Right.
To that point, you can get lipo or you can get out on that track and run.
Yeah.
You're going to appreciate it a lot more if you get on that track.
Yeah, you're going to look a little different too.
Oh, yeah, versus getting that lipo because that lipo, you're like, I can still have this deep dish.
That's right. It's a different kind of struggle that's required. It's serious work. And listen, maybe the young brother had a therapist. I don't quite know.
Yeah,
I'm saying
for sure.
My black ass did.
Yeah.
And I just, everybody at some point, get in there. Talk to somebody in our community that's been stigmatized. Like, we'll pray about it. Like, you can do that too.
Yeah, you can do that.
But on top of that, go talk to somebody objectively.
Absolutely.
Who's going to break your ass down. Like,
absolutely.
God's got your back clearly. He's the reason you woke up.
Yeah.
But on this day-to-day struggle, on this walk.
Right.
Holler at somebody.
He's also going to talk to you too.
Yeah.
The Lord. I mean, whether you think he's male or female.
Yeah.
The divine entity is going to talk to you and say, you know what? In addition to this blessing I'm showering upon you, go see somebody too.
Yeah, go holler at somebody. It's really important.
Go holler at your folks, man.
Yeah, that's my mom, so you can trust him even if you can't trace him. Okay.
Bars, bro.
That's what she dropped an album. 20 Rows.
So last time we spoke, we were, you know, prior to the runoff.
Sure.
And I know you have a list of very intricate things you want to talk about, so I want to make sure that you have that list available so we don't miss a beat.
Right.
But Karen Bass.
Yeah, she got the win.
She got the win. She got the W.
Got the dub.
And what's interesting about her getting the W is that she got the W with Caruso spending massive amounts.
How about $100 million, something, maybe more. Yeah.
So you know what that proves?
Mm-hmm.
Nothing is bigger than the people.
Yeah.
Not even money.
No.
If people are galvanized, they can defeat money. Listen, these are case studies right here, bro.
Let me tell you, what Prince say, money don't matter tonight.
Say word, brother.
That was my album.
Yeah.
But she got the victory, well-deserved, considering, you know, a sister from L.A. who clearly taken the steps politically to put herself in a position to win.
Absolutely.
And I think there's something to be said about, we talk about all the time about, you know, there should be a certain level of expertise in whatever field you're into. And if you're going to run for the highest office,
right,
state, city, national, have a track record of some semblance of hard work and success.
Because
he deserved the shot.
Absolutely.
Rick Caruso has bread. God bless him. I'm sure he's probably on a boat right now sipping on something cool.
Absolutely.
Got to be, right?
Absolutely.
But Karen's got to clean up this homelessness problem. So her plate's full, right?
Yes.
And I think she's well equipped for it. It's not going to be easy.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope they give her a second term because the first term, he's trying to clean up the last bit of shit you inherited, right?
Right.
Like anything else.
Right.
Hopefully she'll get in there and get it done. But we're pulling for her, voted for the sister. God bless her.
Let me ask you this.
Mm-hmm.
Let me throw a wrench in this. What if she was to appoint Caruso as housing czar of the city? And this is why this is important. I always said, like, if they could co-mayor, that'd be the ideal situation.
Sure.
because there's something called white man's law.
Yeah.
Ever heard of white man's law?
I am familiar.
White man's like, this area is about to be gentrified.
Right.
And guess what happens?
Gentrification.
Gentrification happens.
Quickly. Quickly.
It happens.
Yeah, it does.
So what I'm saying is, like, Miss Bass has the ability, and she's shown it.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I can galvanize the people.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing is, there are other rooms that you need to be in to make things happen.
Yep.
One thing I admire about Republicans is that they don't care, bro.
No.
We gonna get this done right now.
Yeah.
Y'all can necessary. Complain, whatever.
Yeah.
Where I feel like Dems sometimes, they're just like, oh, we just trying to appease. Sometimes you just gotta be like, man, flood water through sandbags. We gonna get mm-hmm. this popping. You're not gonna be here on La Brea and Adams.
No.
In this tent. All this is gone.
Listen, and that's actually, to be honest, a good idea. You might want to talk to her campaign, talk to Brother Kareem Webb.
Yeah.
Colorado, because the reality is, I think, much along the lines of what Obama did when he elected or hired, or appointed, rather, Hillary Clinton to be a Secretary of State.
Right.
And they, you know, he beat her in that really tough,
yeah,
bitter,
yeah,
nomination situation.
But she humbled herself.
She did, and he gave her a good post, and she did her thing in that role.
Yeah.
Listen, maybe she'll reach out to Caruso. Like, man, you know, you clearly have some expertise. You're a bright cat. You're going to build an empire here in the Southlands.
Yes.
Come on in and help us, you know.
Come on in, because you know how to do it. You never built any for the unhoused.
No.
But now is your opportunity, and we're going to do this together.
Listen, let me tell you something, man.
When something happens to your kitchen, you might say,
this is ludicrous.
But that won't fix your home. That will only get you the rapper, Ludacris.
Having trouble? Don't panic. Don't be alarmed. You need to file a claim? Holla at State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
That's right. You can file a claim on the app or call us.
Thanks, Mr. Chris.
No matter how ludicrous the situation, like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
State Farm, Bloomington, Illinois.
Cats have to reach across the aisle, man. Or across the table. Or
yeah.
Across the city. I think it's important. That's how we're going to win.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I agree.
Yeah, we grew up in L.A., Dina, diverse, had
yes.
all kinds of friends. A lot of people that didn't look like me helped me out.
Yes.
And I never can lose sight of that. Doesn't mean I'm not proud of who I am and I'm going to be black all day long. But to really make things happen,
yeah,
you got, especially politically,
right,
you got to kind of open it up and make sure that, you know, the chess moves are made properly by reaching out to them cats that maybe don't look like you. They can, like, push you.
My brother-in-law died suddenly. And now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Agenda down the line.
That know how to do it.
That's right.
And I think ultimately, like, the thing that I love about people who know how to galvanize
mm-hmm.
is that when you galvanize, you understand that if I bring you in and you succeed at your job,
mm-hmm.
it doesn't make me look bad. It makes me look incredible because I had the intuition to hire you.
Sure, sure.
So
That's game. That's management, right? You put people in positions to be successful, no matter who those people are. You identify
right.
the talent, like, I'm about to put you on board. Let's go in and get this win.
Let's
victory.
Go and get it.
Let's get the victory.
The V.
The V.
So,
mm-hmm.
my brother, there are, again, it's always so many things for us to discuss, right?
A myriad.
Yeah. A myriad of topics.
A myriad.
We're going to tic-tac-toe all throughout the country.
Sure.
We're going to start in Jackson, my brother.
Prime.
Dion,
Prime.
Brother. Coach Prime.
Coach Prime.
You ain't swack. You ain't swack.
He not either anymore.
Not, no. But you know what? Mm-hmm. The brother who said you ain't swack,
mm-hmm.
he said that because ultimately what Dion ended up doing, a lot of people felt that he was going to do.
Yeah, that's what he meant by that. Like,
yeah.
you're not going to be here very long. Nor should he.
You don't think so?
Listen, America's about, it's about enterprise. It's about opportunity.
Okay.
Dion went to Florida State, not Jackson State.
Okay.
This is Coach Prime. Okay, this ain't Denny Green, rest in peace.
Right.
He's a different kind of personality, different kind of coach. And I think what he did was what he set out to do. Come in, put energy into the conference, put a lot on the program. One of my frat brothers, Marcellus, shout out to Marcellus Mayberry. Called him Rain Man. Mm-hmm. Real brilliant kid.
Mm-hmm.
But make sure that at the end of the day, Jackson State has a profile, brought a lot of resources in there.
Yeah.
Made some people some money.
Right.
Got some kids some good looks. Listen, I went to Grambling. He ain't got to be Eddie Robb, man. Eddie Robb didn't or died on the field. Mm-hmm. Okay, that cat was like 80 years old out there kind of
coach.
I mean,
he has the most college victories ever, I believe, right?
In Division I AA. He got passed by Paterno, who died, and somebody else passed. I don't know who it is now.
Okay.
But all I know is, you know, let Deion go on to Colorado and do his thing. You know, it's what it is. I don't know if anybody expected prime. This is prime time.
I mean, like, it's all, but the thing is, there was a hit he had back in the day, and you and I, you know, because we got the sage wisdom, we remember the song Must Be the Money.
Must Be the Money. He was texturizing the video.
Bro, oh, pff, bro, come on. Do we really want to go back into the texturized conversation?
No, we're gonna leave that episode, too.
Bro, texturized.
Conked, as they used to say back in the day.
But this is my question. Do you think it was Hawaiian silky or was it S-curl?
I think it was scrolled out. I think it was scrolled out with the soft gels. With the soft gels.
With the soft gels. Yeah. Oh, my God. But so you raise very important topics on enterprise.
Yeah.
And growth.
Yeah.
I think the brother who made made the remark about you ain't swag, you know, it's just the only thing I saw was if he would have stayed, how many more resources would have been brought?
Yeah.
And
yeah, true.
And how it would have destabilized those big those Power 10 schools who, like, you know, live off the feast off of us.
Yeah.
And the thing about us is that and we always have this conversation, like, everybody feasts on our vibration, but us.
True. Look, can't argue that historically, this is true.
So when you listen to Dr. Umar, who was on the Breakfast Club, I mean, like, he was raising some very valid topics. I mean, like, I'm not opposed to anybody going to get their bread, but when I saw him on that 60 Minutes interview and he put the challenge out, or actually the reporter put the challenge out, like, if the big schools come knocking, what are you going to do? And he was like, I have to entertain it. He was pretty much letting you know what it was. But he also said that if a billionaire comes and says, let me put money on Prime, that would have been dope if that billionaire would have came and Jackson State would have been that example, because all of the HBCUs, I felt, would have benefited from that.
Yeah.
And we would have survived on our vibration.
Sure. I think the challenge is, I mean, the money was just something you couldn't really look past. You know.
But the thing is, they didn't have it when they gave him the contract.
Well, they found it, though.
Oh, you better believe they
probably
found it.
Probably found it by now. Ticket sales,
jersey
sales.
Oh, absolutely.
Sales.
Oh, yeah.
You're talking about $500,000 as opposed to $5 million.
Yeah.
You know, I'm no mathematician, but that seems like a little bit more money. Okay.
Yeah.
So at some point, you got to entertain that. And for Primetime or Coach Prime, it's just, that's how he moves.
Right.
So we can't expect him to have the SWAC integrity if he's not from the SWAC.
Right.
You know, the brother that said that, dad coaching the SWAC, he played in the SWAC, still coaches in SWAC. So I think for him, it's more loyalty. It's that lineage in the conference. Whereas with Prime, he's like, man, listen, I did my thing, won a couple championships.
And I'm out.
Going to Colorado, take my son with me, make sure he gets a greater look to go to the pros. That's what it is.
Wow.
Deion's an opportunist, but he deserves it. He's a hell of a player. I'm
hell
not mad
player.
At him. Hell of a player.
Hell of a player,
the
bro.
The best.
Bro.
Hey, man.
You remember after they won that championship, how he cooled that man down who was talking greasy towards him?
Come on, man.
Calmed him down several times. Dumped several buckets on him.
You know, I'm talking about Tim McCart when he played for the Braves. Yeah.
Bro.
Yeah.
But that dude was talking so greasy. If you don't believe me, like I always say, just YouTube
it. Just YouTube it. Yeah.
Deion, he was talking crazy about Deion. Mm-hmm. And Deion had to calm him down.
And he did.
In a
major way. So, you know, God bless Prime. I hope he does his thing. Hope he has success at Colorado. It's going to be tough. Tough job. Tough conference. Program isn't in the best shape it's been in, but he'll do his thing. God bless him.
So, we can't let this brother skate.
Which
Brett
one?
Favre.
Listen, that story's going. They swept that way under the rug.
I mean, bro, so far
way
under
the
rug.
To the point where even I don't think about it anymore.
All yeah.
Right? It was on my radar. Now I'm like, did he really do it?
Yeah. Yeah.
But yeah.
I didn't know about it. Sure, you didn't.
Mm-hmm. You're aware. And listen, hey, that's the white boy Justice. They're going to play their game. He's got political connections. He had the governor involved, a couple of the cats. I think there's still some charges that might be brought up against him. So I don't think the story's done, but it's just something that
this should be it should be front, popping front page every news. Single day. Mm-hmm. Because if you think about it, that money could have been diverted to schools like a Jackson State.
Well, it's, you know,
like a high school.
It's a poor state in the union. You're talking about Mississippi, where the educational system is incredibly poor.
Right.
Unemployment's as high as it's ever been.
Right.
Homelessness is out of control. These folks need those resources. So to take that money, and you already have bread.
And you already got super bread, though.
That's what makes it a dirty game. You already have bread. You just want to use the bread you have.
Yeah.
It's whatever. He'll get his at some point.
Yeah.
It'll catch up to his ass at some point.
Yeah, I mean, you know, it is what it is. But that being said, I wanted to jump to, because last time we spoke, there was a resounding, claw that was coming down on Kyrie.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it was on, you know, on all the talk shows, blah, 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 right?
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, once collectively everybody was like, this is too much.
Yeah.
It's too much.
Yeah.
Then as like a pendulum swings back and forth, everything, it was just like, nope. Even LeBron said something.
Mm-hmm.
And it was very poignant to what he said. He's like, you know, you all didn't even ask me about Jerry.
Yeah. Yeah, they didn't bring that up either. You know, you know, I'm not mad at LeBron saying it when he said it.
Yes.
There were a couple of journalists who were on Sports Talk Radio, you know, a couple of days later, they were offended by it. This is LeBron doesn't really give us much juice anymore. He doesn't talk to us like he used to. Doesn't make himself available.
Mm.
Almost like they felt reprimanded.
Hmm.
But the reality is,
reprimand too.
It was a legitimate question.
Right.
Like, what's up with this Jerry photo, though? You know? And what's up with Jerry Jones not really saying much since? And really denouncing that kind of, you know, that racism.
He's not. Man.
He's not doing it.
He ain't going to do that.
He's 80 years old. He's comfortable. Owner of the Cowboys. He's not changing.
Yeah.
He's not changing.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate, man. But it's what it is. Like, you know, with Kyrie, man, the end of the day, I said this last time we talked. I think with him, he just is incredibly pro-black. And mm-hmm. if you're really pro-black, sometimes it comes off as your anti-other. That's the challenge.
But you're not anti-other.
He's not. He's just fun in a sense of self-discovery now and understand who he is and understand culturally where he comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we don't expect our basketball players to have that kind of depth. We just want them to make a jumper. But if you have that depth, you know, we look at you a little differently.
Right.
Put you in a position where he's not trying to be Ali. Nobody can be.
Nobody can be. It's only going to be one.
Only one.
Right.
But he has a right to speak his mind. But I will say this. You got to be really careful about how you talk about others and be just conscious of all that stuff. Other groups of people have had the same level of atrocities we can't ignore.
Absolutely.
You can't act like they didn't take place. Don't
absolutely.
Be that guy.
Yeah, like, yeah,
shit did, it did
the
happen,
earth is flat
man.
And all that. Yeah,
it did
come
happen.
On, man. Come on,
so there's
man.
Sometimes you're on the wrong side of the issue, but I am not mad at him being pro-black. Shit, we all need to be a little bit more pro-black right now.
Absolutely. So there's always the cool down, the Kevin James.
The Kevin slow jamming James.
Slow jamming James, brother.
That's right.
Super slow.
Super slow.
So you and I have these conversations about all of these different topics. And like what you're getting right now is just like the tip of the iceberg.
Yep.
But we had a conversation the other day that I really want us to touch on again. And we were talking about the L.A. cuties. I can talk about Pasadena cuties, too, and Altadena cuties.
My brother-in-law died suddenly, and now my sister and her kids have to sell their home. That's why I told my husband we could not put off getting life insurance any longer. An agent offered us a 10-year, $500,000 policy for nearly $50 a month. Then we called SelectQuote. SelectQuote found us identical coverage for only $19 a month, a savings of $369 a year.
Whether you need a $500,000 policy or a $5 million policy, SelectQuote could save you more than 50% on term life insurance.
For your free quote, go to SelectQuote.com. SelectQuote.com. That's SelectQuote.com.
SelectQuote. We shop, you save. Full details on example policies at SelectQuote.com/commercials.
Wow. But let's just talk about, bro, the vibrancy.
Wow.
That is a currency of Los Angeles.
Wow.
The women. Can you please just touch on, I mean, just a little bit.
It's like if you're from here or if you come here.
Yes.
It's overwhelming.
How so?
Listen, we grew up in a different era where you had to, your verbals were critical, had to say a little something.
Bro, super critical.
Crucial.
Yes.
And you just identified every school had an enormous amount of just fly ladies.
Yes.
It's really what
makes me. In abundance.
That's why I wanted to go to class. It wasn't really about the academics. I'm glad I learned some shit. But I was like, I was in this, my head peeping. Was on a swivel. Like, what's going
peeping.
On right
yeah,
now?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Peeping, yeah.
Man, it, in every area, whether it's Dena, Long Beach.
Yeah.
You know, South LA.
Yeah.
Carson had some bangers.
Yeah.
Everywhere, all over. You go down, yeah. It was insane.
Mid-City.
Mid-City.
Bro, wherever. And the thing is, it wasn't just one type.
No.
The thing I think is truly unfortunate with a lot of the videos that came out in like the late 90s and 2000s. Mm-hmm. It was hyper focused on like the light skin, Asian curly hair. Like sure. it was and that is a beautiful segment of women as well.
Indeed.
But what I appreciated just about TV prior to videos, like mm-hmm. you had shows like, oh man, what was the name of the show? Family Matters.
Sure. Laura Winslow.
The thing is, Laura was like, she was a chocolate sister.
Yeah.
But like, we saw her every week. Mm-hmm. So when you see something every week, like you not only admire it, but when you go to your community, you see other women like that and you appreciate them. It wasn't just like, I just want this type of woman. It was like, you saw a spectrum.
Man.
And that's what, listen, brother. The Fox Hills Mall, okay? People do documentaries on a lot of different places.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, Crenshaw was incredible.
Yeah.
But the Fox Hills Mall, brother,
yeah.
That was a revelation in black women.
It was like the social epicenter.
Yes.
Like in the late 80s, early 90s.
Yes.
You know how many cats worked in that mall, hung out in that mall?
So many.
Like, celebrity. I remember Jamie Foxx worked at, like, GHQ.
Wow.
Yeah, man.
Are you serious?
Yeah, bro. Cats were up in there.
But you know what? Hold up. Just earmark your brilliance for a minute.
Mm-hmm.
I remember when I was young, there were so many of my friends, predominantly black.
Yeah.
We all had jobs.
Mm-hmm.
I worked at McDonald's for a minute.
Sure. I bagged groceries. Yeah.
Bro, you had a homie who worked at McDonald's. You had a homie who worked at the movie theater.
Yeah.
Had a homie who worked at Foot Locker. You had homies everywhere strategically. So if you was in the right clique, if you had a homie who worked at the Oak Tree, you was going to be fire.
Fire.
Then you had a homie who worked at Foot Locker, so your feet game was going to be fire.
Cool.
Don't let one of your partner's father be a barber. Oh, that's a trifecta.
And don't let one of the homies work at the marina, at the theater, because you're going to get hooked up on the flicks.
Going to get a hook up on the flicks. So when you roll through like a boss in high school.
Carte blanche. In my 66 Bug on Porsche Alloys. With my Kenwood pull out. I couldn't tell me anything.
Bro, we roll up. The homies would be like, man, here's $1.15. That's how much an orange drink cost at McDonald's.
Yeah.
They get Big Macs, fries.
Incredible.
Nuggets.
That was the game.
Yeah.
Like we used to map out how we used to get down on the weekends, what we would do, where we would go, outfits laid out. So
bro.
Excited about it. Polo Cologne census on the table.
Not Polo Cologne.
Come on, Polo Cologne before you had that Dracar that was real strong.
What about Aqua Di Gio?
Come on, man. Soft scents. I might mix in the oil, African oil, a little. African oil, remember that? Egyptian musk, Blue Nile mix. Smelling like a video. Like this cat's smelling really erotic right now. That was it.
But I don't want to stray too far. I want us to stick with the LA cuties, though.
Nothing better. And I'm sure New York probably had their segment of Chi-Town. But something about the L.A. ladies was just something special. You know, just something special. The energy.
Yes.
The West Coast, we're biased because we're from here, but I think it's just the best place to be.
Right.
You know, just how we flowed, how we interacted, the diversity. It was unlike anything we'd ever seen. You know,
right.
You had your chocolate cuties, the sexy Tarkson sisters. You had the Creole girls. You had the Latina mixes, the Filipino,
yes.
Black, all kinds. And we're all going to school at the same time.
All going to school.
So my game was real. I was like, you got to spit. You might play a little ball or be in a band, but your verbal game still had to be on point.
Yeah.
Because you were going up against heavy hitters. Dope dealers just pulling up in the Suzukis. These guys are like 25. I'm like, he don't go here. He's not a student.
But he would be there R. Kelly style.
This cat's got a beard. Okay.
Yes.
And the girls were like, this is so-and-so. This ain't Baller Lou, whatever his name was, right? She had to go against them. I used to watch sitcoms. Like, let me get some game from from Theo. Let me get some Alex P. Gieden games from Michael Fox.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Absolutely.
Let me just mesh this shit together and try to create my own little spit.
Yes.
And that's what you had to do to kind of, you know, set yourself apart.
Yeah.
But L.A. had them. They still have them. I mean, we're grown men now. We're out of the game. But it's cool to see that energy. It's funny is I still see some of the people I went to high school with. I saw them the other day at a little function.
Mm-hmm.
People, you know, people are aging gracefully. Black folks always take care of yourself. You're going to look pretty cool.
You're going to be all right.
Hell, if you don't, you still might look okay.
On the outside.
We're blessed with internally, the engine's in trouble.
Yeah.
Transmission needs change. Outside, hey, bro. Earl Scheib.
Not Earl. Bro, we're not going to be talking about those L.A. commercials. JJ, the king of beepers.
King of beepers.
Earl Scheib, bro.
Earl Scheib, Mr. Pibb, you need no teeth to eat my beef? All the locality joints. Those are the days.
So, I feel like a lot of times when we do these, like it's me like kind of like setting the tone with the questions, but I know that you had some things that you wanted us to discuss.
Yeah,
what are those things?
Well, it's ironic that you mentioned the LA cuties because I transitioned into Meghan Markle, right?
Wow,
an LA chick that, or a lady rather, this from here, went to Immaculate Heart, grew up I think in Leimert, View Park area.
Yeah,
View Park. Her mom still lives over there. So yeah. I watched a documentary the other night, Gabby Gucci and myself.
Yeah,
and we were checking it out, and I just, you know, I knew her story, but I'll give it up. She went through a lot of hell out there in Europe.
Think you know so? I mean?
Royal hell, pun intended.
So the thing is, I never saw it. So what specifically? Because like, not to say that I'm indifferent, but like I never looked at her and said she was dating brothers.
Oh no, that's definitely not her. That's not her flavor.
Right.
I think she definitely likes a certain kind of guy. Clearly.
And it's fine to have your own flavor.
Yeah.
But like, I don't look at her and say, oh yeah,
No, she's not. We would have never had a shot.
Yeah.
Right. Just not happening.
Yeah.
But what I will say is it was interesting that she's mentioned something about, she didn't realize color was an issue until she got there. Right. That's a healthy, convenient ambiguity that a lot of these LA cuties we're talking about.
LA cuties, bro.
For a long time.
Skating under the radar.
But at some point, your black ass will get recognized as being black.
You are going to.
Mm-hmm.
We've spoken about this.
Yeah.
In previous. I mean, like.
Yeah.
There will come a time.
There'll come a time.
No matter how fair skin.
Mm-mm. Doesn't matter.
No matter how educated, how proper your diction.
Hey there. Ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah. Or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about? Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities, from the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front room. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com/Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.
Yeah.
You will be shown by this structure.
Yeah.
Who you are.
Sure.
In short order.
In short order. And I think she felt it firsthand.
Oh, yeah. She felt it from the originators of it.
Mm-hmm. How about that?
Like, you have no idea, girl. We've been doing this.
We've been doing this for
the cast system. That's light work. We've been doing that.
And it was ill as she was properly groomed to prepare for this and wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Wasn't ready.
Yeah.
Except well, all kind of thoughts.
Well, the thing that was interesting, like, I haven't seen the documentary, mm-hmm. but I am old enough and seasoned enough to remember Princess Di.
Sure.
And how when Princess Di came on the scene, she had just such a such a quiet calm
mm-hmm.
that just resonated with so many people. She felt like she was someone who was approachable.
Yeah.
She felt like, and that's why I think a lot of people liked her. And like she was like outside of being just a beautiful woman, she just seemed like she was really about the people.
Definitely was.
And like, not to say that Meghan was that. But like when you think about what's Meghan's husband's brother's name? The guy who's gonna be king?
Prince William.
Prince William. So mm-hmm. when Prince William married his wife, mm-hmm. like she was the rave.
Sure.
She was the rave.
Until Megan got to town.
Until Megan pulled up on you, though.
Yeah.
With that View Park.
With that View Park energy.
Like, listen right here.
And that West Side glow, like, what's going on?
Let me give you this. And there's always, I always speak in parables. There was an award show where Lauryn Hill was cleaning up.
Okay. This was like in 99 after that.
I mean, bro, she was cleaning up. Yeah.
At State Farm, we're committed to uplifting Black futures. In collaboration with organizations like 100 Black Men and National Urban League, State Farm provides high school students with the opportunity to learn and apply best practice strategies for saving and investing, all while offering academic support, life skills, and exposure to college access programs to prepare these students for life after high school. Check out 100blackmen.org and nul.org to donate and learn more. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Miseducation of Lauryn Hill.
Won all the Grammys.
And if I'm not mistaken, it was either the American Music Awards or the MTV Awards. Mm-hmm. But it was an award show that Madonna had, like, dominated.
Okay.
Keep in mind, she dominated, so she had other, either, you know, MTV Awards or Grammy or American Music Awards the house.
Yeah.
But the fact that this sister was getting this light,
mm-hmm.
they put the camera on Madonna, and Madonna was just sitting there sulking like a little brat.
Salty.
She was so salty. Yeah. She ended up winning that night. But, like, I give you that example because I felt like that's how Prince William's wife was.
Oh, no,
like
no doubt.
She had been getting the praise.
No doubt.
You wake up on home base.
No doubt.
With the ball in center field.
Come on now.
But this sister's getting this light. You like, I don't care. I want all the light.
And you got to keep in mind, I mean, you know, there are a lot of Black folks in London. You know
oh, yeah.
I mean?
Oh, absolutely.
A lot of Black Brits.
Yeah.
And people of color that live there.
Yeah.
You know, it's a diverse town. So you got a sister's coming in, bringing that energy, that look.
Yeah.
Really working with the people. Like, the doc was dope because she was really, I didn't know how involved she, because it's a job to be a part of the parliament. Like, you have to really
absolutely
be part of the royal family. Like, it's there's duties that are required, appearances to make, and she was making them all. And making them
fly though,
flied out, and making them when people were talking all kind of shit about her too.
Right,
and still showing up as Black folks have to, still got to show up like having two full time jobs, being Black.
Mm-hmm.
That's how it is. So she's doing her thing, catching hell in the press, to the point where she's like, "I'm going back to the house." And Harry's in Santa Barbara now. Like, you know, he's missing the house, but guess what? Montecito's not a bad look.
Montecito's not a bad look when you think about those sweeping ocean views.
Come on now, they out there playing polo. They're not exactly struggling.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
laid up. Chilling next to that cool one.
Yeah, they're not in an apartment on Adams. Okay, they're cool. They're straight. Okay, come on. Eating all kind of fresh fish, pastries.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Come on, stop.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think that they will be fine. I need to check that documentary out.
Check it out.
There are a couple of documentaries that I've been watching because, you know, it's the holidays.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you're at home. There's one about Willie Mays.
Say Hey.
Say Hey.
Say Hey, Kid.
If you all haven't seen that, just check it out.
Check it out. Check it out.
I didn't realize that brother was still alive.
Yeah,
he was 91.
Like, yeah.
He's 91.
Yeah. And quietly, as a baseball player I was, he was the best.
Better than Jackie?
Yeah.
Better than Jackie.
Better than Jackie. Jackie was incredible.
Better than Ken Griffey?
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
See, Jackie broke the color barrier, so, you know, he's always going to have reverence because he went through a lot of crap to kind of open up the doors for everybody else.
Hey, from the house. Yeah.
But in terms of overall skill, Willie was cold.
Yeah.
Like, defense, offense, power, arm. Like, he was sick.
Right.
And, that's Barry Bonds, his godfather. Like, everyone knows that Willie Mays was that dude.
Yeah.
That he was that dude.
Yeah.
So, the fact that, you know, San Francisco is relatively liberal. It is now.
Hmm.
And I thought it was then. But
clearly,
when he broke through, they were still catching hell up there. Wouldn't let him get that house or try not to let him get the career.
Listen, bro. Listen. The thing is, when you look at some people in this generation,
mm-hmm.
it may be some cause for concern
for
them to be in the neighborhood.
Sure.
And it's not just Anglo people that feel this way. Black people feel that way, too.
Indeed.
But, like, we had a conversation, and I was talking about Nat King Cole and what he endured in Hancock Park. Mm-hmm. Same situation. I mean, like, same blueprint situation in San Francisco.
Same thing. Same thing.
Here this guy is. He came. True, it was Joe DiMaggio's town. That's fine.
Yeah, true.
But everybody has the right to live in peace, the pursuit of happiness
and
life living. Everybody has the right to that. So So the fact that you can sit in your house and say, no, this dude can't just because of the skin of his color. It's like, how dare you? How dare you?
Listen, that's what they were doing, and that's what they are still doing in some areas. Yeah. Redlining. We've talked about it before, you know, but it's amazing where, you know, LeBron dealt with something in Brentwood. Somebody wrote something on his.
Yeah.
And this is LeBron.
Yeah.
I mean, there are guys. Listen, we're all human beings, but if you've accomplished what these cats have accomplished, you need to go in and let them make it.
Mm-hmm. But the thing that was so interesting, what he said was, he said, I'm not doing this for the next Willie Mays, because we're going to be all right. Because he ultimately got the house, even though somebody threw a rock through his window.
Sure.
Threw a rock and hit their hands. He said, I'm doing this for the next black person, the next person of color.
Yep.
Which I thought was amazing, because he had gotten a lot of flack for not being like on the front lines with, like, you know, Martin Luther King and da da da. He was just like, that's not my battle.
That's not his calling.
And it's my battle to fight, but I'm gonna fight it my way. That's what I thought was interesting about the documentary.
Yeah, not everybody's born to be an activist, man.
Yeah.
You know, I'd argue that some people need to shut up. Okay.
Word.
Facts.
Say word, brother.
Some cats need to get off the front lines, get in the back of the line. Okay. Matter of fact, get out of line.
Right.
Right. But there are people that, you know, speak in different kind of ways through sport, through music, through fashion.
Right.
There's ways in which you can tell your story or support the cause without maybe being as verbal.
Mm-hmm.
And we had this conversation before. I think there should be certain people appointed to be the voice of our folks. You know,
right.
Have a certain kind of education.
You got to be educated, bro.
Sorry.
You have to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just like you kind of need to be tall to be a great ball player.
Yeah.
It's kind of required.
Yeah.
I mean, there's some you know, outliers.
Yeah.
But the reality is that's kind of part of the game. Mm. You should have a certain level of intellect, study, experience to be the voice of the revolution.
You know, it's interesting. I believe Toni Morrison has a documentary. Mm-hmm. And I'm a big fan of documentaries.
Yeah,
I went to school. I went to school to be a teacher. That's ultimately what I wanted to be like in like high school, blah, blah, blah. I took a different road. But I'm always watching documentaries. My father used to watch documentaries, blah, blah, blah.
Yeah, I love them.
There's one on Toni Morrison where I believe she's talking to Charlie Rose, I believe. Yeah. But if you watch the documentary, you'll see it.
Mm-hmm.
She says, racism is a sickness.
Yeah.
You are literally sick if you see me and hate me for the color of my skin. I was like, man, this woman is dropping bars.
Isn't that crazy?
Because it's so elementary, but it's so real. Like,
you
are sick.
You're sick.
Just like, you know, and we talked about Baldwin. Like, he has a song, this documentary, like, I'm Not Your Negro. Mm-hmm. And at the end of it, he talks about what the essence of the word nigger means. He said, if you come and watch somebody who's in a cage, you're the nigga, not him.
Right.
For conditioning your mind to feel like this is okay to do.
Right.
I was like, wow.
It's frightening. It's frightening. You learn early.
Diabolical.
You learn early.
Yeah.
Seeds are planted really early.
Mm-hmm.
It's wild, man. I talk to my mom sometimes, who's 81 now and grew up in the South during the Civil Rights Movement. And, you know, she's seen a lot, clearly.
Yeah.
And for her, there's a level of disappointment in which she has based upon, you know, where we are now. Like, we made a lot of strides forward, but we're taking a few steps back.
Right.
You know, and it's unfortunate because, you know, politically, you know, there's a certain kind of element that has come out of the woodworks the last couple of years. Always kind of been there, but now they have a voice with this technology and these platforms to speak, spew this kind of anger that obviously bleeds into the consciousness of the young people.
Correct.
The old folks going to die off, you know, it's just a matter of time. But they're planting enough of those negative seeds, like planting like in a garden, you know. And they're getting watered in a way that's really frightening, and they're spewing up again. It's just terrible, man.
Yeah, I saw this. You know, I'll talk about this last documentary, and then we'll move on.
Mm-hmm.
But Branson,
Richard Branson,
and he talks about when he, you know, was looking to really lift Virgin from where it was, how British Airways did all that they could to strategically malfunction his business.
Wow,
and I didn't know what that meant, but the further you watch, they were saying they would plant stories in the news about, you know, something being unsafe. Like, just sprinkling that hint of doubt.
Yeah. How about that?
You know what I'm saying? And I just found it interesting because he ultimately, like, you know, recovered, and like, he's just like, you know, one of the richest men ever.
Oh, man, he's cool.
You know what I'm saying? But like, like that game of war with those big boys who feel entitled
to
everything, it's super dirty, bro.
It's a dirty game.
Super dirty. So there was a recent shakeup at Gucci.
Okay.
the guy who was running, gentleman by the name of Alessandro, you know, finally had his, you know, his day in the sun. I was reading this article in Business of Fashion, and they were talking about, as well as the brand had been doing, it kind of got to a point where it was starting to look costume. You know what I'm saying? And like the key indicator for the heat being lost was like the Asian market was just like,
we're cool. Yeah.
And so, you know, I don't know what they're going to do now, but it would be dope if the replacement could be a person of color.
That'd be awesome.
That'd be crazy.
Well, long overdue.
I mean, it'd be dope if it was me.
Hey, he's available. Holler.
Say word.
I'll negotiate.
Yes, absolutely. Trust. But it leads me to, since we're talking about Asians a little bit, even though we're talking about Alessandra, I watched 38 in the Garden.
I'm not hip.
Jeremy Lin
Sanity, sure.
Bro.
Yeah, man.
That was such a great documentary.
Yeah.
Shout out to Samir.
Yeah, he had a hell of a run.
Hernandez.
He had a great run for about, it was like two weeks. It felt like the whole year, but it was like a couple weeks where he was on fire.
Bro, he played 9 years in the league, though.
Yeah, man. Listen, let me tell you something. He was nice. There's something to be, you just don't get to the league and ball like that, even if it's for a short moment, unless you got some serious game. That cat was balling at Harvard.
Yeah.
He's from the Bay Area. I think they won state championship. And for an Asian dude to get to the NBA and ball like that, come on, man.
Yeah.
His game was solid.
Yeah.
His game was solid. It's tough because the league is so filled with such talented guys that the guys that maybe don't end up being all-stars, we tend to think they can't ball. Those guys are – everyone in the league was all something. State, All-American.
Exactly.
All-league, all-conference, everybody.
Everybody.
Even the cat on the bench waving the towel. He was all-state too.
Right.
Everybody at game.
Right.
Certain cats take theirs to higher levels. Certain cats are blessed from above, and then they have that work ethic, this Kobe stuff.
Right.
Although I did see something interesting. One of the cats, the GM of the Warriors, guy named Bob Myers, and he was on the All the Smoke podcast, which I love, and he said, they're talking about the Mamba mentality. He said, stop talking about that.
Yes.
Only Kobe had it.
Yes.
Let's stop saying Mamba mentality. It only applies to that guy.
Yeah,
he was different.
Correct.
So let's go on and put that to bed. Let him rest in peace and let that whole saying rest in peace with him.
Yes.
Anybody else got it but Kobe Bean.
Correct.
It's a fact.
Rest in peace. Yeah.
But Linsanity, that was cool. I got to check that doc out. He did his thing.
Yeah. Speaking of Kobe, I went to Club Renaissance on Friday?
Friday night?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It was either Friday or Saturday. Mm-hmm. It had been Saturday. And I was looking at this woman because she was just having such a great time. She had such a beautiful smile. And I thought it was actually my buddy's wife. Mm. So I wanted to go and, you know, give her a hug. And when the closer I got to her, I realized it was Kobe's daughter.
Natalia.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. And she was just in there. And it was just great to see her there, one. But two, to see her smiling.
Yeah. She seems like she's doing great.
Yeah.
Yeah. He left a hell of a legacy, man. Kobe was special. Mm-hmm. Never met him personally, but went to dozens of games.
Yeah.
Great dude. The fact that we're approaching the 3-year anniversary of his death is crazy to me.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't seem like it's, first of all, it doesn't seem like it's even real still.
Right.
But definitely don't feel like 3 years.
Right. Right.
But yeah, he was a special dude. He was a special dude. And his family seems to be hanging in there. They're doing well.
Mm-hmm. What's the next topic that you have in mind, my brother?
Man, listen, there's so many things, man. It's wild. You know, we talked about Karen Bass. Mm-hmm. I talked about Meghan and Harry.
Yes.
Talked about Twitch. Rest in peace.
Yes.
Dancer homie. Well, the holidays are here. I like to talk about fam. Like, there's a lot of stuff going on and moves to be made. And for us, you know, people just don't know. Like, it's about the preparation for the new year. Like, what do you have in store?
Right.
You know, what's on the agenda for what we're going to do? Without disclosing too much, because, you know, I don't like to do that.
Right.
But I think it's important that we all kind of reset and take into account what happened this year, people that we lost. You know, I read a post this morning, so funny.
What's up, everyone? It's Boss Britt.
And it's DJ Excel.
If you're a fan of the queer culture and lifestyle, then be sure to check out and subscribe to The No Homo Show.
We're a show that shares true stories that are uncut, funny, relatable, and of course, gay from a lesbian's perspective.
That's right. Brought to you exclusively by the Revolt Podcast Network.
He's like, somebody said something like, in 11 days, Cass will know they ain't going to be in my life anymore.
Wow.
At the end of the year, it's a wrap. And there's some people that might not make the cut in 2023.
Yeah.
It's what it is. So it is a time of reflection. It really is a time of reflection. I think about that a lot. There's so many topics in the news to be discussed, but, you know, I always want to just focus on, you know, what we have in store, like what's next on the horizon for us. Mm-hmm. Without going into some details, like you always ask people when you do these interviews, like, how do you feel? Like, how's your mental state?
Yeah.
Right. Mine is cool. You know, it's been a year of trials and tribulations, but there's been some real cool love in there too. You know, and I know we've been going back and forth the last several years, but we're on the verge of some cool things too. Greatness is in store.
Yeah.
For sure.
Yeah.
And that's an exciting time, man.
Yeah.
But I'm just hella thankful, bro. I'm hella thankful for what we have. It's really a cool time. Happy to be in the city of dope.
Yes.
You know what I mean? The city of dope.
People, literally and figuratively.
Literally and figuratively. I'm telling you, man. I've been watching some documentaries myself, and I find myself on YouTube. I'm a YouTube fiend.
Right.
I don't even watch anything else except YouTube and Netflix occasionally, and I catch CNN for some news. But, you know, the hood war stories, I catch myself watching hood stuff because, you know, that's kind of the background.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm always fascinated by the hood stories. But just the L.A. element and the L.A. vibe is almost stronger than it's ever been. And it's kind of exciting to see that energy back.
Absolutely.
You know.
People are outside, bro.
People are outside. I was watching the World Cup the other day. Argentina got it done.
Oh, my Lionel God,
Messi.
Bro.
I don't even watch soccer like that, bro.
Me neither. I was shocked by how many brothers were on France. It was just like, you know.
And Mbappe, that one dude, he was killing. He's the next guy. He scored like 3 goals. But I know the World Cup's going to be in L.A. in 2026 at SoFi.
Yeah.
And I saw that energy. I was like, man.
Energy was electric.
I read somewhere it said, you know, the Super Bowl was like 200 million viewers and the World Cup was like 1 billion.
Are you serious?
Tuned in on Sunday. I was in the gym working out. Cass was watching on the treadmill. I'm like, they're watching this thing for real.
Wow.
Like, it's a different kind of sport.
Wow.
Yep.
That's amazing.
Incredible, man. Incredible. So,
well, yeah. I definitely want to delve more into that, to the soccer, but
yeah,
I wanted to talk about getting out of your comfort zone to grow.
Yeah.
Right?
Yep.
So insanity is doing the same thing over and over again, right? And expecting a different different outcome. You know, when I was watching the Branson documentary, you know, they were talking about how his parents would always instill in him, if they were ever nervous, if you're nervous, that's you being selfish.
Hmm. Wow.
I never thought about it like that.
Wow.
Because the reward is just on the other. Like, if you think about anything that you've ever been nervous to do.
Yeah.
When you actually muster up the courage to actually do it, one of two things can happen. You'll either succeed or you'll fail.
Yeah.
But when you succeed, I'll bring your very neighborhood. That fly cool one.
That's right.
That you be seeing on the bus stop.
Yeah.
And you really want to holler at her.
Yeah.
You have no idea. She been wanting you to holler at her.
She might think you cute.
She been wanting you to holler, bro.
She might think you're
fly. But you like, nah, man, she got the fly starter on. Dope felas.
I don't have a shot.
And you holler at her, and she's totally welcoming.
Yeah.
That's you getting out of your way, getting out of your comfort zone. And then once you speak to her and she replies back like a queen should, The feeling you feel is instant, like, oh, my God.
Man, you ever notice? This takes me back to my theory, man.
What's the theory, brother?
I might get some pushback, but it's the story of my life.
It is what it is.
I always feel like the dimes, like the most beautiful women are typically.
They don't ever get hollered at.
That's what. They never get hollered at.
They never get hollered at.
So they're open to the game, but people are intimidated by hollering.
But you got to also speak with some sense, too, now.
No, you got to come with your game tight.
Yes.
But you could holler and be victorious. Meanwhile, the fives and sixes, everybody's hollering at them.
Everybody's hollering at
them. So you can't tell them anything. Like, you just basic. But they're so confident because everyone's hollering because everybody feels like they got a shot.
Right.
Halle Berry can't keep a cool guy.
Right. Right?
You got a cool guy, Van Hunt, now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
But the dimes, they're waiting for somebody to spit, like you said, some sensible game. Have their tools together. You might be on the show. You might get the gold medal.
Bro.
Been a victory stand.
Absolutely. With your fist up like Giancarlo?
That's right.
Mexico?
Giancarlo. <that's, laughs> come on, man. And Tommy Smith. God bless those. But they 68, they got it done.
Absolutely. So what would you say is like how would you get out of your comfort zone this year? And then I after you give your answer, I'll give mine.
You know, that's a great question. Especially somebody like me that's overly analytical.
Mm-hmm.
Virgo, true and true. That's got me in trouble. Sometimes I think too much.
Yeah.
And oftentimes, you have to, come on, man. I'd be in my own head.
Yeah.
Oftentimes, you just have to be a little bit more, let it flow organically. And that's, you know, God works in that way. He wants you to kind of, he's kind of set the board up for you.
Mm.
You know, you can't really plan things too far ahead because he's going to laugh at you.
Right.
So what you really have to do is just kind of go with the flow and let life kind of take its course. That's what makes the ocean so beautiful. Like, you never know how it's going to flow.
Wow. Right? Wow.
Beautiful. So for me, it's just, you know, let my mind be free, you know, recognizing the beauty that's here, because we're all born with an expiration date.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
We all got an appointment we can't avoid.
Correct.
And if you kind of know that, and we already know that going forward, you might as well enjoy. I'm at 51. Let me enjoy the second half of this. And if it's halftime, we ain't winning.
Right.
The fans are getting antsy.
Right.
They pay a lot of money for the seats.
Like, New York and LA fans.
You down a dub. And the offense is stagnant.
Yeah. Portland is whooping your behind, Kobe and Shaq.
Time out.
Get it together.
Come on. We got to make a run.
Yeah.
And that's how I feel. So right now, so Shaw, Fox, somebody come from the bench. Hit a few.
Exactly. Horry. Okay,
Devin George, somebody get it done.
Yes. Yeah.
Right? So right now, my attitude is let some things flow.
Right.
Let your mind be free.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Get down to the sounds. Sounds
of the I was just about to say that.
You know what I'm saying? Come on, man. Strictly Business. Great album.
If you tired, go take a nap.
Right. Let it flow just like that.
Yeah.
We do that. I do that. Can't be stopped.
Absolutely.
What about you?
Well, you had, you know, alluded to some of the great things that we have been harvesting.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, like, we're not harvesting. We've been cultivating
sure.
for the harvest. And, like, you know, I'm really excited about a lot of them. You know, there are a lot of brands that we've spoken with
mm-hmm.
that have been, like, you know, just Johnny on the spot,
and, yep.
you know, have just disappeared. And then there have been, you know,
yeah.
I mean, just, like, incredible multinational organizations who have come ashore and they're like, we're here to give you this bag. But not mm-hmm. only just give you the bag, we're here to give you this bag because you have earned it.
Yeah.
You put the time in.
Yeah.
The time in.
I like that look over.
You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like people say blood, sweat, and tears. I say bone, marrow, sweat, and tears.
That's right. You definitely put the work in.
Yeah.
It's almost like that. It's like that Morgan Freeman election company vibe, right?
Mm, yes.
That's when he got put on.
Yeah.
And he was probably like 40-something years old when that came out, but he wasn't a young star. He got his success a little later. And I'd argue that it's like anything else. You give me a bag at 25, that bag would have been gone.
Yeah.
And odds are wouldn't have went in the right place.
Yeah.
Quietly, it would have tricked that paper off immediately.
But you get that bread when you're Morgan's age. What do you do with it?
It's going to last. It's going to go the distance with you.
Absolutely.
We'll talk about reparations in a minute.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay. Because that might go in the wrong way, too. But to your point, you've earned it.
Yeah.
You've earned it. You know what I'm saying? And I think at this stage in the game, you deserve to get what you've always wanted.
Yeah.
And I always tell people when I'm talking about you, I'm like, this cat, you know, he's had the conversation with Janae yesterday, a great conversation about how the Zoom went, and we won't go deep into the weeds about it. People will find out, but just like, man, this cat has earned his spot
mm-hmm.
and it's time for him to get his bag.
Absolutely.
God bless the contemporaries. We want them to come on the platform and spit their wisdom.
Absolutely.
Everybody deserves a shot. You know, I cheer for everybody to win. I don't want anybody to lose, to be honest with you.
Correct.
Everybody won, we'd be, you know.
Because it's enough out there for everybody.
Come on, Raspberry Beret shit, we all win. You know
right,
what I'm saying?
Right.
But at the end of the day, my guy deserves a shot. Mm-hmm. That's how I think about it, man.
Right, for sure. Right. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. So it just in reference to, you know, getting out of my own way, like it was incumbent upon me to, like, whatever I think about doing, I'm just going to do it.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, naturally, it's going to be reasonable what
sure.
I'm doing.
Sure.
But I'm, you know, just all of the things that we have cultivated, I'm just extremely excited for the year ahead.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I guess, you know, people who are watching this are like, wow, let us know something. But some things you can't, like, you don't talk about it. You just see it.
You know, I learned years ago. I used to get excited and let people know what's going on. And it didn't manifest. Don't like looking stupid. Let some things. Listen, Isley Jasper Isley, that harvest for the world.
Yeah. Okay,
that part.
Ooh,
right,
that's
there.
That's a jam, too.
On the Caravan of Love album.
Solid. Caravan of Love was a cold jam.
And a cool video, too.
But you know what? Again. And then we can talk about this reparations. But I got to go back to the cuties for a minute. because
you like going back.
Well, right. Well, I mean, what thing is, what was interesting about the Cuties is also the music that was attached to the Cuties. Bro. And like and so there are people that listen to this that remember SOS Tell Me. Oh. That remember Climax, I Wanna Win, Girl. What, I Wanna Know What's On Your Mind.
Yeah.
I mean, bro, Curious. I mean, like, these are like pivotal, Jim. Mm-hmm. You Can't Stop the Rain.
Loose Ends.
I mean, like, great. Like you're on the bus.
Yeah.
With a Walkman.
Yeah, Walkman.
And a tape.
That's it.
And that tape is bumping that song.
Yeah.
And you just happen to see that cutie with the basket weave.
Mm-hmm.
Don't let her have that Lola, that bounce.
Come on, man.
And I sit right behind her. She got that Members Only on.
You're saying something. You got to. You
or,
got to.
Or that starter jacket.
You got to say something.
You got to say something.
You know, I would encourage everybody young and old.
Yes.
If they tell kids, you see something, say something.
Right.
Okay.
Right. Say word.
It has two meanings. If you see something, say something.
Yeah.
Right. Holler.
Yeah.
Holler. You know, because you never really know.
Mm-hmm.
I never was a shy dude. I always felt like I could at least spit my game. Either I'm a winner or I'm not. Like you had made a good point earlier. Other side of that door might be your victory.
Right.
But you got to kind of knock and see what it's all about.
You got to knock and see.
You never know.
Yeah. Jermaine Dupri knocked and saw with Janet.
Did he?
Like, I always felt like, just to give people an example of knocking and seeing, like,
Eddie.
I don't think people saw that.
He knocked, he put the ring button, he waited outside.
But he saw it, though.
That's right.
He had vision. So, we got 5 minutes left.
Uh-huh.
Reparations.
Well.
What are your thoughts on that?
It's a delicate conversation.
Why is it delicate? You realize that Boley was burnt down?
Listen.
That Black Wall Street was burnt down? It's nothing delicate about that situation, because if those situations mm-hmm. would have been allowed to survive, there would be a lot less of us in the predicament the predicaments that we find ourselves in.
Well, the issue of reparations, clearly they're deserved. The concern is what happens when received.
Ah.
Okay.
Yes.
Now listen, everybody's going to do what they do differently with their bread should that magical day come.
Yeah, man.
First of all, it's going to be heavily taxed, right? Like everything else.
Absolutely.
So if you deserve $225, you're not getting that. Okay, it's not happening. We're going to cut that right down the middle.
Right.
Okay.
Right.
At that point, what do? If we're smart, we invest. We get property.
We do things. Get property.
Get property. You do things that you're supposed to do. What you don't do is what we saw happen a few years ago when cats was getting them loans after COVID.
Oh, up at Gucci and Bottega and...
Which has led to a lot of these scheme-ass robberies because cats was making money they never made before. Now they want right. that bread back because they blew it on the whip and jewelry.
Right. Right.
You feel me?
Yeah,
so the concern is, listen, I might ruffle some feathers, but this shit ain't the first time.
Right.
End of the day, should we happen to be blessed with reparations? And I'm not holding my breath. Okay.
Hmm.
I don't think it's going to happen. And I'm an optimist.
Wow.
I think ultimately they'll find some loophole and be like, these cats are cool. Or we'll find a small percentage to get a little bit of bread. And you just like disseminate, trickle down, Reaganomics, right?
Right.
But the reality is, if we are blessed to get some kind of like payback, you got to be smart with it.
You got to be smart. Well, I mean, the thing is, I think it goes back to the person who works out to lose weight versus the person who just gets lipo.
Right.
If you earned your money, mm-hmm. and I mean, like, I think it's fair to say that Black people have earned their keep. There's no group of people that's more American than African Americans.
Couldn't agree more. Did the work. Laid these roads.
No one.
Laid these roads. Literally. Work.
Mm-hmm. Asian Americans laid roads too. The Chinese,
the immigrants came in a work car too.
Yeah. But the thing is, like, there's no one who came and has actually been resilient, had been tar and feathered, but still found themselves in regiments in the armed forces. Yeah. And we're still hated against.
Nobody worked as hard and received less.
Yeah.
And it doesn't mean other cultures didn't work hard. But I'd argue that they worked hard and they got blessed for their efforts. We worked hard and got ignored for hours. And I think that's the challenge. And this is what, so when we do get a bag, it's hard not to want to, you know.
To just glow up.
To glow up.
Let me go get that mink.
Immediately. I need that day-date right now on my wrist. I need that. Like, yeah. No, you don't, bro.
No, you don't.
Not really. But you wanted to shine. You see, remember music videos cast in the background? Everybody's kind of like, look at me and shit.
Right.
Ain't even a song.
Right.
But it's like, I want you to see that I'm in here with you, with my man.
Right.
that's how we kind of operate. So I pray that should that happen, we do the right thing, you know. Yeah. But again, that's wishful thinking. You know, we're talking about it. We've had these conversations for probably 100 years that we're going to get something, at least since Jim Crow.
You know, I want to say this in closing, mm-hmm. that there's always somebody of color mm-hmm. wherever there's a mass fortune to be made.
Yeah.
Always.
Yeah.
So there is a show on Hulu about Chippendales. One of the main guys who was like, you know, like he was one of the most popular was this black guy.
Okay.
Now, the guy who owned Chippendales, a guy named Steve Banerjee.
Okay.
Asian guy.
Yeah.
Brown. But very few people knew outside of like the main crew that was working that a Asian guy owned it because it was all white.
Sure.
There was a calendar he put together. And in the calendar, it was all white guys.
Okay.
And the brother who's, again, one of the most popular, because he's the only one.
Only brother.
Because you know there can only be one, John.
There can only be one.
There can only be one.
Yeah.
All the time.
Right.
Right? He says to Steve, why don't you have me in the calendar? He says, well, I don't think a white woman or a white family could stand having a black man on their wall for 30 days.
Wow. How about that?
Right?
How about that?
And keep in mind, this is one of the most popular guys in the club. And I just want us to, I want us to ride out on this. What do you think it is in a person's mind, a businessman or any person's mind that like we can rock with you,
mm-hmm.
African-American soldiers to help us defeat the South.
Mm-hmm.
But then that 40 acres and a mule, you're not going to get that.
You're not getting that.
We can release you from bondage and let you go off and do your own thing. But when you start getting too successful, white woman got raped. We need to burn this whole town down.
Crazy.
What do you think that is that's innate in those, in people that have that kind of mindset?
It's terrible. It's, you know, I was thinking about when the slaves were released, it's like, you can go, like, but where do we go? We have no education, we have no resources, and
right.
everyone out here is going to take us down.
Right.
So some would argue that Jim Crow was almost worse than slavery.
Mm-hmm.
Not worse, but it paralleled because you can go. We about to make it real challenging for you, Cass.
Very challenging.
For a long, long time.
Yes.
You let your kid out the house and they five. You're probably going to come back home like, it's cold out here. Where do I go? Right?
Right.
We don't have the resources to survive. And unfortunately, even though some of us have done well and gotten educations, the system still set against us. We don't have those resources to really survive in a lot of ways. And it's challenging. The mindset that people have that set this up, it's awful. It's sickening. And we can only hope that it changes. Maybe not in our lifetime, but maybe in our grandkids.
And it all leads back to you ain't swag.
You're not swag.
That's why he should have stayed.
Well, listen. Got to get that bag, though.
My brother got to go get that $5 million at Colorado.
Exactly.
I want to thank you all for tuning in. We back in Technicolor now. Again,
yeah, it is.
The Measurables / Den of Thinking Men powered by Revolt.
Mm-hmm. That's what's up, man.
Shot by my brother, Cali Vision.
Cali Vision, always getting it done.
Yeah, Cali Vision. When you see this brother in the street, you definitely going to know he Cali, too.
And to quote the great Kennessee Omer, we're going to finish strong and be strong when we finish.
Amen. Thank you very much. Have a great one.
Yes,
peace.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Hey there, ever thought about what makes your heart beat a little faster?
Oh, you mean like when you discover a new track that just speaks to you?
Yeah, or finding a movie that you can't stop thinking about?
Well, get ready to feel that excitement all over again because Amazon Prime is here to take your entertainment and shopping experience to the next level.
Absolutely. Prime isn't just about getting your packages quicker. It's about diving into a world of endless possibilities. From the latest releases to exclusive content you won't find anywhere else.
And don't even get me started on the music. Prime offers concert specials that will transport you right to the front row. It's like being at the hottest gigs without leaving your living room.
I use Prime to tap in with some of my favorite artists' live shows from any and every genre of music.
Trust me, Prime is a game changer. It's like having a personalized superstore and entertainment hub right at your fingertips.
So why wait? Head over to Amazon.com / Prime and start experiencing entertainment like never before.